Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Colin Woodall of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association joining us right after this. Wheat Watch 2013, a service of the Oklahoma Wheat Commission. Extension small grain specialist Dr. Jeff Edwards believes that if you've been a wheat producer utilizing duster in recent years, you may want to be thinking about a son of duster in the future, Gallagher. It looks mighty good.
Gallagher is the closest thing we've ever had to a true duster replacement because it grazes like duster, it'll outproduce duster in terms of forage production, Hessian fly resistance, acid soil tolerance. So everything that duster has with better disease resistance and improved seed size, improved yield potential. So if you're a duster guy, I would really keep my eye on Gallagher in the coming years as something to replace those duster acres.
You'll be able to watch it perform at a wheat variety trial plot location close to you this spring. Those trial plots are sponsored in part by the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for the Oklahoma wheat producer. Job one for NCBA, the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, in our nation's capital this last fall was trying to get some sort of resolution to the so-called death tax, estate taxes. So says Colin Woodall of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. He says they didn't get everything they wanted out of the fiscal cliff deal, but definitely much, much better than going back to pre-2001 levels.
You're right, Ron. The death tax was our number one priority in this package. And what we got is a mixed bag. We were able to maintain our exemption amount at $5 million per person and $10 million per couple. We were also able to make sure that those levels are indexed to inflation so they grow over time. And we were also able to maintain the step up in basis. The one thing that we were not able to maintain, however, is the tax rate on everything above those exemption amounts. That moved from 35% to 40%. So overall, we feel pretty good about this. Probably the best part, though, however, Ron, is that this is permanent, so we don't have to fight this every 2 years like we have been for the past several years.
As long as the fact that it was indexed, I know those were two pretty significant achievements.
No, they were. The indexing was extremely important because if we had not gotten that done, then that $5 million would have become obsolete pretty quickly when you look at inflationary pressures in the country right now. So making that happen, I think, will provide a long-term blanket of security to our members.
For our listeners that may be not totally familiar about, you know, value of land these days, value of equipment, value of animals, you know, what sort of an operation, a cattle operation, would be out there in the countryside that would be right up against that $5 million level?
You know, that's something that has long eluded us because a lot of our members don't want to talk about how much money and how much assets they have, Ron. That's been an interesting situation, though. The one thing that we do know is that in looking at reverting back to only that $1 million valuation, which would have happened if we had not gotten this deal, we were pretty certain that we would have had the vast majority of operations that would have fallen under that, and that just comes from the sheer value of land these days that you're seeing. When you're seeing Illinois farmland that's going anywhere from $15,000 to $18,000, when you have, everybody knows, when you have tractors and combines that cost the way they do, and when you look at the value of cattle, and you look at houses and buildings and barns, you don't have to have much more than just an average cattle operation to probably start looking at that $5 million. So that's one thing that most people just don't appreciate is how much money and how many assets go into agriculture, but that's just the assets on paper. That's not necessarily cash in their pocket.
Asset rich, cash poor. Colin Woodall joining us today from NCBA. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
This is the 17th year for the No-Till on the Plains Winter Conference, January 29th and 30th, at the Bicentennial Center in Salina, Kansas, providing a tremendous lineup of speakers. Pick up management tips to make you more successful. Gain firsthand knowledge of continuous no-till and learn how to improve your soil health, productivity, and profitability. View the latest products at the trade show. Save by registering early at no-till.org or call 888-330-5142. Sponsored in part by Crustbuster, John Deere, and Green Cover Seed.
That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.